2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Okay, guys, I have done the math.
Yeah.
And because we went over.
Yeah.
We only have to do a 9-minute morning show today.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. I'll let you know that we're there.
I just started the timer.
Okay.
What's that?
If we're going to add up all the time that we've been over, the listeners owe us time.
Well, then we're done.
Bye.
No, we can't do that. Be nice.
I'm going on the weekly basis, okay. And I know Froggy is very careful at keeping track of how much time, and we tabulated. Okay. And we went over by 6 minutes total this week. So
I need to reclaim my time.
Yeah, we're reclaiming our time.
Can I bring something up real quick?
No. Is it poop related?
No, it is not poop related.
Is it strawberry syrup related?
No, it's not bodily function related. Nothing like that.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
It's actually something that kind of it was yesterday. Okay, so I dropped my car off for an inspection. Okay, I had to do a dentist appointment. So the guy at the service station let me borrow his car so I could go to my dentist appointment.
Whoa.
And as I'm getting into his car, I see his license plate. It's a vanity plate, custom plate, and it says above the law. And yeah, so I think that there are people that have stupid license plates. I did not want to drive his car because I had to go on the parkway. And I, like, if a cop got behind me, I would get pulled over just because of that.
Of course.
Where's
I'm
the part
thinking.
We had to pull over and take a dump?
Well, no, it didn't happen. Well, when I got to the dentist, I had a bit of a stomach ache.
Okay.
You don't need to know that.
So, I mean, I see cars with plates, and I'm like, why? Like, there was one, I remember seeing one that said, can't catch me. Like, people have stupid plates that attract police.
I saw one that said, meep, meep. And I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Road runner.
Fuck you. If I was a cop, I would pull that asshole over every single time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. If you see the one that says above the law and you're a police officer, are you not going to be like, oh, yeah?
Fuck you, dude.
At least to find out, like, what do you mean by this? What do you mean?
I didn't see a crazy license plate, but I saw a crazy license plate frame. And the frame was Brazzers. If you know, you know.
Oh.
I'm like, why would you advertise that you, Brazzers, are you a porno director or something?
Right.
What's going on here? Have you been in a film? Did they gift you that?
I actually kind of find it funny that the DMV would allow somebody to have above the law, because they're like the censor police.
They
you really can't have anything.
There's a lot of things. If you spell it the right way, it can slip through. Just like, remember I was going to get you the plate that said Big Cock? Like, that was available.
He looked it up.
That was
how are you spelling it? C-A-U-L-K?
Yeah, big cock.
And if you're a plumber, if you're a plumber or you do stuff like that, you can, maybe you, that's your nickname, Big Cock.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Why not?
There's a lot of things you can slip through. I remember seeing a plate in Florida that was going around online for a while. It was ass orgy. It was A55, the O from the orange in the middle, and then RGY. And it got by because nobody, you know, they couldn't catch that.
They don't think that an orange is an O.
Right. Right.
What about the rear view license plates that say something in the back, you know, backwards when you're looking in the mirror?
There's that too.
There's a lot of those.
Oh, yeah.
There's a propane company in my town that, you know, drops off propane tanks for grills and whatever. The company's name and his vanity plate is Jack Gas.
Jack Gas.
I saw
a bumper sticker yesterday, and I almost rear-ended the car. And then I saw the bumper sticker, and it said, "I have my baby in the car, so if you hit my car," and it was this long thing, you know, it said, "If you hit my car with my baby in the car, I will beat you up until the cops arrive." I'm like, doesn't this constitute assault?
Right.
I hate those stickers just because, like, why do you assume that I was trying to hit your car when I didn't think a baby was in it? I'm going to try and not hit your car whether there's a kid in it or not. I don't want to have the accident. The baby on board stickers just stress me out.
Well, you know, my other favorite bumper sticker. On the back of a car. My other ride is your mom.
The other ones that drive me crazy. I am the proud parent of an honor student. Oh. Blah, blah. I'm like, nobody.
I never got those in school.
It's very nice that you're an proud parent, but nobody cares. Nobody wants to know.
What's that, Brody?
I said she shouldn't be jealous of the rest of us.
Oh, please.
My dad said he would never put one of those on his car, but he bought, and he never put it on the car, he bought one of the stickers that said, "My kid beat up your honor student." I was like, Dad,
that's funny.
You're a Gandhi. What are you doing?
That's very 90s.
Stickers are just so stupid.
Who puts stickers on their cars anymore anyway?
Yeah, it's so jankety.
Even here at the radio station, we stopped the sticker patrol like 5 years ago because no one puts stickers on their cars.
Yeah, when I see it, I automatically judge you if you have any sort of bumper sticker. I'm thinking, this person's not that bright.
Okay, what about the drawings of, like, their whole family?
Oh, I hate those people.
I hate stick figures.
Oh, the stick figure family. Oh.
Yes.
Ugh.
And then they have, like, the stick dog. I'm like, I don't need to know this. You know, actually, somebody told me, they go, you shouldn't do that because if there's, like, kidnappers and shit, like, they'll know how many kids you got and go kidnap. I don't know if that's true.
No, no, that's right. No, when I see the family on the back of the car, then I always like, okay, why are you telling people how many people are in, like, I don't know. I don't know.
It's just creepy.
I like the zombie ones, like the, you know, the zombie family.
Of course you do.
Or the family with the Disney ears. I like those.
What about people who put eyelashes on their headlights?
You know, the Volkswagen bug and they put
the what?
I fully encourage it because I think it says a lot about that person.
What do you think it says
a
about them?
Type of person.
I want to know if you know if you think the same thing I think.
Well, what do you
No, you go first, Gandhi. You go first.
No.
Oh, does it actually mean something?
No, I just it doesn't actually mean something. I don't know. It's just not. I don't know. I don't think it says good things.
It's like the equivalent of guys who hang the balls off their truck. Like, what are you doing? Why are we doing this?
I'm coming in and out of the conversation, and this thing's all over the world.
It's great.
Talking about license plates and bumper stickers. Now you're talking about balls hanging out of car trunks.
We're talking about people personalizing their cars and what it says about
them. To an extent. Like people who put eyelashes on their headlights are truck nuts. Like it's a little bit of
truck nuts.
Eyelashes and truck nuts the same type of person, Froggy?
Similar, but yet different.
Okay. I think it's the husband and the wife. Like, I think the truck nuts guy is very like Brett Michaels, Rock of Love, and the eyelashes car is like very bedazzled Ed Hardy lady who was trying to win Rock of Love.
May I make a suggestion?
I think those things go together.
Brody, you're not loud enough, so no one can hear you. So maybe that's why
every time I speak, nobody hears me, but it's not up
because no one can hear you.
Yeah, you're very low.
You can't hear you.
You're very
super. It's not up to my volume, it's up to Scary.
What, Brody?
No, it's not.
Maybe Scary's doing that on purpose.
Tell you, it's a blessing.
No, I think
I have no control over
Scary,
you said
so
something
mean,
nice
scary.
About him earlier today, and you're around scary. The room, and now today you're like, that's a
balance it out. Balance it out. Equilibrium.
That's an asshole thing to say.
I love how people pin things on me. I don't have volume control over anybody.
Right. Is it any better now?
No.
Not really, no.
That may have been the douchiest thing Scary's ever said.
That really was so mean.
Guys, let's get this fixed. Okay, Brody, is there some knob maybe that you can turn?
I don't know.
How close are you to the mic?
The mic's right here. It's here. You can see it. You don't hear
I see it.
The mic?
Doesn't even sound loud when you hit it.
Yeah. There's no volume on the mic. There's no gain.
All the way up. The gain's all the way up.
Oh. Yeah. We got to take this to
all the way up.
That's the microphone you bought.
All the way up.
Elvis paid for that microphone.
Not the microphone, douche.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
I say we let Brody and Scary have a fight right here. Let's just let them fight.
Is that any better?
No.
A little bit.
I can see your dog.
Yeah.
This is a great warm-up for, like, Thanksgiving dinner.
So what I was saying was, if you could hear me at all.
Yes, we can.
Okay, so have you ever seen the cars that have those bumper defenders? Those people who hang the big rubber thing on the back of their
bumper
car?
Buddies. Yeah. Bumper buddies.
Totally.
But those things are uglier than if the car actually got dented.
That's true.
That's a good point.
And it's usually on a car that's such a piece of shit that no one wouldn't care if you hit it.
Okay, but here's my question.
Nobody puts those on expensive cars. They put them on shit boxes.
Oh, yeah, we don't have those
car looks stupid.
Here in Florida. I see them a lot in New York. So my question is, do you drive around with that on your car, or do you put it on your car you park?
They drive around.
And the reason why New York has it is because of all of the parallel parking that's going on.
But I thought they put it on their car when they parked. You're saying they just leave it on there all the
time? You're supposed to, but people are lazy.
Yeah. It hangs out of the trunk.
That looks like shit.
It just, it's there all the time.
I drive around with chains on my tires all winter long.
Well, I drive around with my bike rack on all the time, and everyone's always like, I said, I'm going to be prepared for that nice day, and you'll have to put your bike rack on, but I'll be ready. That's what I tell everybody.
I think you can take it off now, Danielle. I think you've got some time.
Nope.
I don't think you're going to ride your bike
four,
in the snow.
Three, two, one.
We did it.
The 10-minute podcast is over.
Happy
day.
Oh,
there you go. That was fabulous.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.